Chapter 45.
It's over,
Gorn said.
Nelsumbor will be mine forever.
Nath, straining with all his might, gave one final heave against the dragons. The effort was futile. He glared at Selene.
You picked the wrong side.
Oh, did I?
She replied, with a smirk on her face. Fang flashed in the sun. Selene spoke a word of power, and the ocular of Ore burst with brilliant, blinding light. Gorn said, staggering back and covering his eyes in his elbow.
What are you doing, Selene?
Tendrils of energy stretched out from the ocular and ripped into the dragons that held Nath down. The dark dragon screamed and scurried. Others darted into the sky, and several suddenly died.
Ultimate betrayer,
Gorn bellowed.
You shall pay for this.
Gorn blasted Selene with the fire of 10,000 furnaces. It buried her in the buildings, leaving her out of sight beneath the smoking pile of rubble.
Fool!
Nath sprang to his feet and charged. Gorn turned on him and swung. The blade sheared through Nath's wing and into his side. Nath screamed. He blocked out the pain. He kept fighting. He grabbed Gorn's wrists and blasted him in the chest with his own dragon fire. He and Gorn butted horned heads.
You are no match for me.
Bigger and stronger, Gorn scooped the exhausted Nath up in one arm and slammed him down hard. Fang's blade flashed in the sun and came down. Nath rolled to the side, avoiding a fatal blow that still sank into the meat of him. He twisted his body around and swept Gorn from his feet with his tail and sprang up, clutching the side of his dragon body. It was bleeding. Bleeding badly. It burned, too. Nothing felt worse than being wounded by a friend. It angered him. Gorn made his way back to his feet with ease and laughed.
Give up, Nath Dragon. I have too much power. I have your sword, the Jaxite. Thousands of dragons under my command.
He lifted his chin and snorted smoke.
I have more than your father ever had. I am disappointed. It seems you are less of a fighter than he.
Maybe so, Nath said. But I'll fight you to the end. This fight isn't over yet.
He summoned all of his courage and all of his strength and charged.
Dragon! Dragon!
Fang licked out faster than a snake's tongue. Nath stopped short of its tip, spun to one side, and countered with a punch to Gorn's chin. The dragon warlord staggered back and howled. Nath unleashed radiant beams of fire from his eyes, striking Gorn in the throat. Again, the dragon lord fell back.
I see you learned one of my tricks,
Gorn said.
But it will take more than that to save you.
Nath pressed his attack. He brought fire. Rays, punches, claws. He gasped in pain at every offensive blow but kept on swinging. He used his speed, all of his energy. He was a hornet stinging a larger enemy. Gorn chopped one heavy swing after the other. He missed time after time.
Stand still,
Gorn roared.
You annoying fly.
Nath filled Gorn's face with his dragon fire. But then his inner fires went dim.
Guzan!
He'd used all his breath up. His body became weak and wobbly.
Tired?
Gorn said, leering down at him.
Little dragon?
Nath punched Gorn in the face with arms that felt like lead. Gorn unleashed a final blast from his eyes. Nath's body skidded down the street, stopping when he crashed into an ancient fountain. Everything hurt. Everything felt broken. He forced open his swollen eyes. 50 feet of Gorn towered over him.
What happened?
He'd exhausted his powers and shrunk back down to the size of a man.
I should squash you like a bug,
Gorn said.
But that won't do.
Gasping for his breath, Nath watched Gorn and Fang shrink in size. But he still stood a full 10 feet in height. Gorn reached down, grabbed Nath by the neck, and hoisted him up high. He squeezed Nath's neck in his grip. Nath kicked his feet and his face turned beet red, almost purple.
Oddly silent now, isn't it?
Gorn said with a hiss.
The lonely sound of death. Ah, but is that the distant screaming of your friends that I hear? I believe it is. They are dying. But don't fret, Nath Dragon. I'll give all of you a fiery funeral.
He rested Fang's tip against Nath's chest.
How nice. I can even feel the last beats of your heart in your chest.
Nath tried to speak, but all he could do was squirm and think about his friends.
I'll keep fighting until the end.
He felt Fang's tip begin to sink into his scales. But in the distance, he heard something else.
Ah, it seems your friends got off one final shot before they die.
Gorn mocked.
A pity it will do neither them nor you any good.
He glanced up at the protective dome.
Let's watch the final ricochet together, shall we?
Nath's golden eyes made their final glance. The magic torpedo soared overhead and kept on going, a shooting star in the night. His heart sank. They'd missed. A second torpedo skipped off the shield, making a blast of fiery sparks. He heard another shot and closed his eyes.
Oh, well,
Gorn said.
At least they still fight. That's more than I can say for you.
The entire floating city shook so hard that it half tilted over.
What?
Gorn cried out. The city shook again, and he dropped Nath on the ground. Out of control, the city started rocking back and forth and spinning in a wobbling fashion.
Impossible!
Gorn said, shaking his head.
No matter. The end of you is the end of this world.
You know what your problem is, Gorn?
Nat said, rubbing his neck.
What might that be, foolish little dragon?
You talk too much.
Nath lunged for Fang and jerked Dragonclaw from the hilt. In a flash, he buried the blade in Gorn's chest to the hilt.
And you're too darn slow.
No!
Gorn cried out with widening eyes.
Impossible! No!
Gorn's body crackled and fizzled, illuminated with light. An eerier cry went out. Nath stared down at Gorn's corpse, now turned to bone and ashes, that the wind quickly took away. He took Fang from Gorn's disintegrating grip.
I don't ever want to do that again.
Everything was collapsing all around him.
Selene!
He rushed over to the pyre where she had last been and dug his claws into the dirt. He found her out cold in the smoking rubble. He took her up in his arms, spread his wings, and took to the sky. His battered wings kept on pumping, barely keeping him aloft. He heard Selene gasp and cough.
Hang in there,
he said. Teetering out of control, the floating city careened toward the ground. An earth-shaking, horrendous crash smote the mountaintops. The city was destroyed, leaving only giant plumes of smoke and rubble. Nath said to Selene,
looks like we did it. We're gonna make it.
Her eyes found his.
Of course we are. I had faith.
Did you?